Three public interest groups are challenging what they call an unconstitutional rollback of Title IX protections for student survivors of sexual harassment. They got a hearing Thursday before Federal District Court Judge Jacqueline Scott Corley to oppose a Trump administration motion to dismiss the case.
We want to stop Betsy DeVos from implementing a discriminatory and misguided policy that hurts survivors of sexual assault and harassment.
Robin Thurston is with the group Democracy Forward, one of the plaintiffs in the case. She spoke to reporters after the hearing. She referred to a statement by Deputy Assistant Education Secretary Candace Jackson, who was quoted in a New York Times interview as saying that 90% of student accusations of sexual assault, in Jackson's words, fall into the category of, we were both drunk, we broke up, and 6 months later, I found myself under a Title IX investigation because she just decided that our last sleeping together was not quite right. Opponents of the policy say the new rules are based on unfounded generalizations about women and girls and their credibility reporting sexual harassment and violence.
If your decision in the end is motivated by the view that women tend to lie about sexual assault and can't be trusted, that's discriminatory and unconstitutional. So the question, it's a tough question. You have to get in the decision maker's head. What was guiding the decision? Was it good faith policy disagreement? Or was it, like Candace Jackson said, the view that women tend to lie the morning after because they feel bad about what happened the night before?
Secretary DeVos's new policy says colleges should use a higher standard of proof for sexual assaults compared to the earlier preponderance of evidence standard. It also gives students accused of sexual violence a right to appeal, but gives alleged victims no such right. Under the DeVos policy, a student who files a complaint can get an order for her alleged attacker to stay away. But now the orders are mutual, meaning the victim is also ordered to stay away from her attacker. Emilia Wagner is a junior at CSU Humboldt. She says last October she experienced the worst day of her life when she was raped by a student athlete. She filed a Title IX complaint, but now she feels like the school is punishing her for filing a complaint and wanting an investigation.
It's been really hard for me, and I have no idea when it's going to end. It feels like they're waiting for me to give up, to transfer, or to quit school. It feels like they just want me to shut up and go away. Part of me sometimes wishes I had never reported it in the first place. Two friends who were also raped last year saw what I was going through and decided not to report it. I don't think this is the way it should be.
Plaintiffs say the new policy ignores the purpose of Title IX, a federal law that prohibits sexual discrimination in federally funded education programs. Sharisma Troiano is with the group Democracy Forward.
In display of clear bias against women, the Trump administration and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos have waged a public attack on Title IX and the survivors of sexual assault and harassment who should be protected. The Trump administration's disdain for sexual assault survivors starts at the top. President Trump has publicly bragged about sexually assaulting women, and at a recent Montana rally, he mocked the Me Too movement, all while his administration, guided by a discriminatory and baseless belief that women and girls often lie about sexual harassment and assault, enacted an extreme and unconstitutional Title IX policy that hurts survivors.
The plaintiffs are asking the court to overturn the DeVos policy and return to the previous protections for student victims. Judge Corley is expected to rule on the defense motions in the next few months. Plaintiffs say they're confident the case will go to a full trial. Reporting from the Federal District Courthouse in San Francisco, I'm Christopher Martinez.